We'll pick up with the last section of Mishnah 7, which asks, what happens if the accidental death occurs within the city of refuge? Harag ba'ta ha'ir gole mishchuna l'shchuna, uven levi gole me'ir le'ir. If someone who dwells in a city of refuge unintentionally kills a person in that city, the killer is exiled from the neighborhood where they lived to another neighborhood within that city. And a Levite, who is a permanent resident of a city of refuge and unintentionally kills a person there, is exiled from that city to a different city. Now we move on to the final Mishnah. Kayotzebo, Rotzeach shegala le'ir mikloto, v'ratzu anshei ha'ir lechabdo. Yomar lahem, Rotzeach ani. Amru lo, af al pichen, yekabel mehen. Shene'emar v'zedvar harotzeach. Similarly, a murderer who was exiled to a city of refuge, and the people in that city sought to honor him or her, he or she should say to those people, I'm a murderer. If the residents of the city say to them, we know, and nevertheless, we wish to honor you, they may accept the honor from them, as it is stated, and this is the matter, divar, of the murderer. In Dvarim 19:4. For the Mishnah, this teaches that the murderer is required to say, lidaber, like davar, to them, that they're a murderer. What is fascinating about this Mishnah is that it represents a starkly different picture of the cities of refuge from that of modern-day prisons, despite the fact that the exile to the cities of refuge is seen as a punishment for murdering accidentally. The killer is not held in a cell separate from other inhabitants of the city. On the contrary, the killer is absorbed into the social structure of the town itself, such that the killer might perform acts of service to the city for which other inhabitants might be grateful. The next question this Mishnah addresses also tests the question of whether sojourn in the cities of refuge is optional or a punishment. It asks who is responsible for the expenses that go into housing and feeding someone who escapes to the city of refuge. The Mishnah reports a dispute about whether or not the killer needs to pay rent to the Levites who house them. Ma'alin hayu sachar la'levim, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir omer, lo hayu ma'alim lahen sachar. They would pay a fee to the Levites as rent for their living quarters, which were Levitical cities. This is what Rabbi Yehuda thinks. Rabbi Meir says they would not pay a fee to them. According to Rabbi Meir, they would reside rent-free because they're kind of being forced to live there. The Talmud clarifies that the dispute here is not about the 6 main cities of refuge, but rather concerns 42 additional Levitical cities to which killers may flee, but aren't official cities of refuge. The Talmud assumes that both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir would agree that anyone who flees to the 6 main cities would have their needs taken care of, rent-free. The Mishnah closes by reporting a dispute about whether or not an accidental killer may return to public office once they are permitted to return home upon the death of the high priest. V'chozer l'srara she'haya ba, divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo haya chozer l'srara she'haya ba. The killer returns to the same public office that they occupied prior to the exile. This is the statement of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says they do not return to the office that they occupied. This closes our exploration of the second chapter of Mishnah Makot.